Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob.
I don't think so. We just cut up our girlfriend with a chainsaw. Does that sound fine?
Thank you. been down in the area near the World Trade Center reporting all day. She joins us now. Ashley?
Hi, Matt. I'm having a tough time hearing you, but there are a number of emergency vehicles that are now coming out of the vicinity of number 7 World Trade Center that has just gone down. And I just wanted to let you know very quickly, before that, number 6 World Trade Center went down, and housed in those two buildings, offices of OSHA, U.S. Customs, ATF, and a number of other retail spaces as well. Not only that, but financial offices too. Those buildings had all been cleared out after the first plane hit the World Trade Center this morning. So there was some speculation that there's not a soul in those buildings at the time. Certainly, number 7 that just went down, as we were live on the air earlier on with MSNBC, was cleared out. Most people, they said earlier that they were just waiting for that building to go down.
Thank you. Sun is hot, mosquitoes come and suck your blood and leave you there all alone, just skin and bone. When you walk among the trees, listen to the leaves. The further I go, the less I swallow you whole, skin and bone. Cutting boards and hanging hooks, bloody knives, cooking books, promising you won't feel a thing at all. Swallow and chew.
Supple sounds, a dinner bell. tell you about. Well, we've been real lucky with the rain so far. It's rained only about four of the days we've been here. And the rest of the time, we've been busy every hour, every minute with setting in and digging in, preparing fields of fire, clearing fields of fire, patrolling ambushing, standing 50% security at night, stringing up barbed wire, trip flares, and other goodies. The terrain is majestic. It's like something out of Heidi. The view is magnificent. And just as sinister as it is magnificent. Sinister because this is the perfect terrain, the perfect country for mortar attacks. And the VC have made use of it.
The attack was officially, I guess, referred to as a probe. So what the NVA were doing is they were looking for weaknesses.
Do any of you people know who Charles Whitman was? None of you dumbasses know. Private Cowboy.
Sir, he was that guy who shot all those people from that tower in Austin, Texas, sir.
That's affirmative. Charles Whitman killed 12 people from a 28-story observation tower at the University of Texas from distances of up to 400 yards. Anybody know who Lee Harvey Oswald was? Private Snowball.
Sir, he shot Kennedy, sir.
That's right. And do you know how far away he was?
Sir, it was pretty far from that book suppository building, sir.
All right, knock it off. 250 feet. He was 250 feet away and shooting at a moving target. Oswald got off three rounds with an old Italian bolt-action rifle in only 6 seconds and scored two hits, including a headshot. Do any of you people know where these individuals learned how to shoot? Private Joker.
Sir, in the Marines, sir.
In the Marines, outstanding. Those individuals showed what one motivated Marine and his rifle can do. And before you ladies leave my island, you will all be able to do the same thing.
I do say no more than 10 to 20 million killed, tops, depending on the break. I'm not saying we wouldn't get our hair mussed, but I do say no more than 10 to 20 million killed, tops, depending on the break. I'm not saying we wouldn't get our hair mussed, but I do say no more than 10 to 20 million killed, tops, depending on the break.